68. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is June 3rd, 2019. Wow! We've made it through halfway through the year. That's awesome! Welcome to all of you. I want you all to be here. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen is available all over the globe. Keen is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationship, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-275-5336. And get your exclusive offer with any advisor you choose. Now, this offer is only available to new customers. iPad 58 can be reached at extension 048-19206. I'm very generous with my minutes. I run a daily special. If you call me and you add 25 paid minutes, I will send you 5 free minutes to you for your next reading. That's over a $20 value, okay? So, and again, if you call me for less than that, I will still send you a minute. That minute is worth almost $5. That's a lot of money, okay? I'm quick, too. I'm very honest. I'm good with timing, and I will tell you the truth. You can also download the Keen app on your smartphone because Keen has gone mobile. Furthermore, to receive exclusive offers, text the word Keen to 40506. If you want to talk to me tonight on the show, you can call me at 657-383-0802. It's a great honor to be back on Keen Radio here in the United States and around the globe. I'm so excited to be of service. I welcome all of you, all you listeners out there. I want to give a big shout out to my beautiful cousin, Linda, who's going to be graduating this year from high school, and a big shout out to all the graduates of class 2019. Woo! Education is something no one can ever take away from you. That's what my grandmother used to say, who graduated magna cum laude in the mid 1930s. From UCLA. She went on later to teach school, and she became a published author. Okay? So that's just totally awesome. She told me, you know, she died when I was young, and she told me, she said, education is something no one can ever take away from you. And I believe that, because with knowledge, there's power. So, tonight we're going to start talking, or continue talking, about the five love languages. I started reading the book, The Five Love Languages, by Dr. Gary Chapman, and I invited all of you to start reading it, and we are going to start talking about that book. So I was on a little mini vacation from the radio show. I will be back on consistently, and I'm super excited to be here. So how many of you want to learn how to be loved? Let's see a show of hands. Ooh, I see a hand in California. Ooh, I see one in New York. Ooh, I see one in Kansas. Recently, I came across a book, like I said earlier, written by Dr. Gary Chapman, called The Five Love Languages. Dr. Chapman writes about an easy and simple answer for everyone to use to learn how to love one another. Loving one another is important. And as many of you know, I'm a Christian, okay? And I talk about Jesus and I talk about God in my readings. And I believe that, you know, God is love. And God calls us to be loving. It says that in Corinthians in the Bible, that we're supposed to love. And in Corinthians, it explains what love is. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love does not demand its own way. So this book shows you how to love somebody in that way. Okay? So I invite you to get it and start reading it with us. To start, we must talk about our emotional needs with the person that we love and we want them to love us. Now, I'm not just talking about a romantic partner. I'm talking about, you know, our parents, our children, our friends, okay? Because we love all of those people too. We all have an emotional need to be loved. Our emotional needs must be met by ourselves or others. It can be met through certain actions. Dr. Chapman calls this emotional need our personal love tank. He goes on further to explain that our love tank is either empty or full. Now, I'm not talking about a physical love tank, you know, like you would hear in a song. I'm talking about an emotional love tank, you know, that need that we have within our side, within ourselves to be loved, okay? Our emotional love tank can be filled based on our preference of a certain love language. Now, if you haven't gone on to take the test of which is your primary love language, I invite you to log on to the site for the five love languages and take the test. There are five different love languages. And once you find out what your primary love language is, then you will know what makes you feel better and how you want to receive love. I'm going to explain what these five different love languages are. There are words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, quality time, and gift giving. Each person has a primary love language, meaning they have a language they prefer over any other one. It is important to keep your own love tank full with the love language best suited for you. So, if you don't have anybody close to you that can fill up your love tank and you have the love language of words of affirmation, what I suggest you do is you go online and you write out different affirmations. Like, for instance, for a female, I am his beloved. Okay, meaning you're beloved by God. I am his princess, meaning you are God's princess. And you write those out on your mirror, and you look at them every morning when you wash your face or brush your teeth at night or brush your teeth in the morning, and you say those to yourself. Or you put them on your phone, and you read them to yourself throughout the day. Today, I'm going to be talking about the love language of words of affirmation. Examples for words of affirmation, like I just said, are you can go on and look up affirmations, compliments, manners, saying respectful things, saying good things about the other person, or saying positive words to make them feel good. Saying things that are positive to a person helps to bring out the best in them, and it makes them feel loved. Positive words are important to some people because it gives them the boost they need to go throughout the day. This is a way to show love. If you are wondering why your mate or partner is not doing what you want them to do, then try words of affirmation. Say positive things about them, not negative things. Focus on the good of what they're doing instead of nagging at them. Now, I've done this, okay, and it's hard at first. However, with practice and focusing on the positive and building them up, you'll notice a difference. The book goes on to say, and I'm paraphrasing, not summarizing, if you keep being positive towards the person with words of affirmation, you will notice a complete difference in them. They will start cooperating with you and show you respect, and they will start listening and doing what you ask them to do. The book goes further on to say, in paraphrase, your relationship will grow and you will start to feel closer to them. You both will feel more productive. You will feel better about yourself and them. And the reason you will feel better is because there won't be this negativity. A person's love tank is filled with primary love. If a person's love tank is filled with the primary love language, the primary love language of words of affirmation can help to build a better relationship. Hence, words of affirmation can be expressed through compliments, using manners, showing respect, etc. This love language is meant to fuel the person and keep them going. Finally, it is meant to keep your relationship growing into a loving one and not a negative one. So next week, I'm going to be talking about acts of service. So acts of service means like different things we can do for the person we love. Okay. Then the next week I'm going to be talking about quality time and how you have to make time for the person you love because people like attention. So I'm super excited because my switchboard's lit up and I'm going to be giving free readings tonight. So here I am, ready to give free readings. So let's get started. I'm so excited. So here are the rules for giving free readings tonight on Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I answer two quick questions. If you want more details, I invite you to call me on Keen. And you can do that 7 days a week. I'm usually off one day a week, either Friday or Saturday. But you can do that between 3:30 and 9:30 every day. If I'm not on, please ping me or email me. So here I go. I'm super, super excited. I'm going to click now. Here we go. Hi, you're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, Pat. My name is Wendy from California, and you are so important to me. I set the alarm, and I count the minutes.
You're just awesome. Thank you, Wendy. So have you started reading the book? Because I know we talked about this already.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Did you get the book, The Five Love Languages?
You know what? I haven't worked since May the 10th, so I can't afford it, but I plan on it. But I did go online, and I read about it, and I took the test.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. So you did the best you could. So what's your primary
yes.
love language?
Well, I forget what it said. It's nice to be told that somebody loves me, but I need to see it.
So that's So that's words of affirmation, okay? And then you need to see it. So that would be probably acts of service, like
right.
You like people doing things for you.
Yes, I do, but I also love to do things for people.
Right. Well, that's awesome. So you have a big heart, Wendy. That's awesome.
I
think you
I have a huge heart.
You can download the book on your phone through Audible. I think it's cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you for telling me.
So what do you want to know, Angel Faith?
Okay, I have my two questions ready. I've been off work since May 10th because of my hearing aid issue, and I went down to this place last Friday, and they were pretty nice to me. But tomorrow I'm going to contact, and thank God they completed some paperwork. So hopefully this will be approved by ADA, so I'll keep my job. And tomorrow I'm going to call them, and I'm going to say, please go online to EDD and submit the short-term disability so that I get some payment because I'm out of money. And it should be really simple for them to do it. Will they do it for me?
Okay.
Because I work in a call center, Pat, and I cannot do my job without functioning hearing aids, and they're being fixed.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Let me see if they'll do this for you.
Thank you.
Yes, they will do it for you. It feels like you might have to call them more than once.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. All right. And my second question, Pat, is I applied for a job with a company called Versant. They're a vision insurance company, and I worked in a similar company for 15 years. They did not respond when I applied the first time, but I saw it again. They're taking applications. So I went to their main website, the company's website, and I downloaded my resume. Are they going to hire me, or will another company hire me very soon?
It feels like you end up working somewhere else.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It feels like you end up working somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Very soon?
Well, I can do a tie-in question. If you'd like, you can call me on Keen.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Angel Face. Thank you for calling.
Certainly.
Bye-bye. Okay, next customer. Thank you, Wendy. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Hi, you're live on the air. This is Patricia. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Hello.
So,
thanks.
What's going on with you? Did you investigate this book at all?
Yes, well, right now I did. I downloaded it on Hoopla. That's where I get most of my stuff. I do it on my iPad. I did skim it and look at it, yes. I know right now I've been doing nothing but studying for an exam for work, but I did look at it, and I think the worst thing you could do in a relationship is criticize. It makes men resent you. that's my opinion.
Right, it makes the person, right? And not only that,
yep.
Like, it doesn't make you feel very good. As a person, like after you say it, right?
I know. That's what I think is a downer in a relationship is criticism. That's just my opinion.
Yes. And I like how he said it in the book when he says, words hurt.
I know. They do.
Because in the Bible it talks about how the tongue is like our worst weapon.
I know.
Yeah. Do you know the best weapon against an argument?
I would have to say not saying anything.
That's right. Silence.
Yep.
Silence is the best weapon.
Yep.
Because it teaches, you know, within ourselves, it teaches us strength.
Yep. I agree.
So, do you want to share anything else about the book? Next week we're going to be talking about acts of service.
Okay. No, I think that's pretty much the what I feel is really important in the book with the criticism thing. But it all is important. It's a good book. It's a good topic you chose. It really is.
Yeah.
Important.
I'm excited about it because I'm taking the class at my church, and then my pastor, you know, I'm pretty open with him. He knows what I do for a living and everything. He thinks it's awesome that I get to talk to you guys about God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And so he's teaching the class, and then, you know, with my education and my teaching credentials, then I'm taking it, the material, and I'm breaking it down and doing a radio show on it so I could teach you guys.
Wow, that's nice. It really is.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. So what do you want to know, Sharon?
Two quick questions, and I know you're very direct and to the point. My first one is, I am talking to a man named Mike, and I want to see if you can pick up anything on him.
Show me Mike.
6'3". He was in the military. I don't want to meet him for drinks. I'd rather meet for brunch and coffee.
Well, you're always safe with breakfast.
I know.
Okay. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Okay. Well, I'll tell you the good part about him. He comes with great skills. Okay. He knows what to do in his work environment. He's very renowned in his work environment. Okay?
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Thank you. The negative about him is he can say the worst thing ever at any time.
I believe
that's
that, too. He is, yeah. Blunt, yes.
I mean, you'll have more power in the relationship than he will. So wear that crown proudly, my dear. And remember that, because I'm going to tell you this part. He can be really warm, but he can also be really cold.
Okay. Interesting.
So,
okay.
So when I say, like, that you're in control, remember that.
Good point. He's very good looking. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you have a lot to offer too. Like, you're very peaceful. You know your boundaries, and he needs to learn boundaries. That's what I feel.
You're really right. Just by talking to him, I know. That's a good overall summary. How's that?
Thank you. So what else would you like to know? You have one more question, Sharon.
Yep. Real quick. When do you feel, or when do you pick up when I'm going to meet the right significant other? Relationships. I feel that this guy now, we butt heads too much because I wouldn't put up with his shit, to be totally honest. His stuff, how's that? Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. Forgive me.
I think it's in July.
Okay.
And he's another man of uniform. There's a really good chance that he comes from family money.
Okay.
Or has money.
Okay.
Very intelligent man. You guys are going to be very similar because you're really smart too. But the cards are saying like you know what you don't want.
Yep, you're right. Exactly.
It says
I know
the cards are saying
God.
Like you're tired of being alone, but you would rather be alone than put up with nonsense.
Yep. You're right. Yeah. I keep busy, believe me. I know.
Well, good for you, sweetheart. And thank you for calling, Sharon. Call back next week.
Thank you. Listen, sweetie, thank you so much. You have a nice evening, okay? Thank you.
You too, honey. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, time for our next caller.
What's
Hi,
up?
This is Patricia. Is this Andrea?
It sure is. How are you tonight?
Hey, princess. We're gonna make this quick. So have you started reading the book?
I did. I read part of it online, and I fall under acts of service.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
It
does.
It's
a really well-written book, correct?
Yes. Yes, I started reading it online.
Really?
You can download it for free. So that's what I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's
mm-hmm.
good to know.
Yep.
So next week we're going to be talking about acts of service, which is your primary love language. So that'll really
right.
benefit you. Okay, honey,
mm-hmm.
so what do you want to know real quick?
Well, I got an email today from my former company that I resigned from last year about an interview for a different department. Is this going to work out? Am I going back there?
Remember I said?
Yeah.
I said you would hear from them. And you didn't believe me.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you do end up going back. Woohoo! Let me see. What
well,
else do you want to know?
Do you get any messages from my deceased father, Isidore?
Don't give up on love. There is love coming to you. It's going to come by surprise. Somebody could be coming back into your life, Andrea. You need to call me on Keen.
Well, if my old company comes back, I'll tend to believe an old guy will come back, right?
Right.
Yeah. Pat, you're a doll. Yeah, I have the telephone interview tomorrow, so hopefully I'll have
well,
some good
have
news
Well, you'll have to let
week.
Me know. I'm really happy because I predicted that, and you didn't believe me. I would never go back there. They're not going to want to talk to me.
Well, I wouldn't go back to that department, but this is a different department. It may be a whole different situation.
Yeah, well, you're
going
to be a lot happier. You've got some. You're going to have some great coworkers to work with.
Yeah, and that's all I need. I'm an easy person to work with, so I just need a little cooperation. No.
Well, thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, and you have a good night. I hope I have some good news for you next week.
Okay, honey. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great show. Thank you for letting me share. I will be back next week. As we continue to talk about the five love languages, we will be talking about acts of service. I will be back next week also to be giving free readings. If you're trying to reach me on Keen, I'm available every day from 3:30 to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for allowing me to be of service again, and have a good night. God bless you. With Create Your Fate, with Pat 58.